Okay, Rocket football fans, here's the play call. Next time you need a prescription filled, stop by KB Pharmacy on South Main Street in Marion. Let them know how much you appreciate KB Pharmacy sponsoring the Rocket Football Podcast. You can stop by, you can visit them online, you can call on the phone, or you can just text your prescription needs right over to the store and they'll have it ready when you get there. KB Pharmacy, let them know how much you care. Well, we're 10 weeks into the football season and the Rockets are getting ready for the playoffs. Coach Starnes, we went to Ballard County last weekend, lost 55-21. It was a game we led in the second period. And I know that's not the way you wanted to end the season, but that's over with and now it's playoff time.
Yeah, and Chris, I can tell you this, we were very disappointed after Friday night. And, I felt like we're taking steps backwards instead of forwards, which are supposed to get better as the season goes on right before the playoffs. But, after watching the film, we had our chances. We had an opportunity to put them down in the first half. We really just didn't take advantage of it. We let them in the ball game. We gave them confidence at halftime, gave them two scores there quickly. And that's what happens. And I'm going to tell you, talking to our coach before the game, this game meant a lot to them because he said that it was if they beat us, it would be the first time in school history that they had, I think, four winning seasons in a row. And so it meant a lot to them. Mm-hmm. So they were playing this game because they're third in the district and they're going to Butler County, so they were looking at this as a big game for them. And I don't know that we were looking at it. We challenged our kids that the only thing that we could say was that it's a game to prepare for the playoffs. Plus, it sounds a whole lot better to be 7-3 and 6-4 in my mind. And so, but it is what it is, and we got beat, and we're going to have to make sure that we go back to the basics before this game, because now it's got me wondering how we will be in the playoffs because of the way that we played. And it was simply just mistakes from one person just about every time. And it wasn't the same person all the time. And so, we got to take pride in what we do out there and make sure that we take care of our responsibility and get the job done.
Yeah, it was definitely a Halloween Eve game. Just some weird things happened there at the end of the second quarter, and then it snowballed in the second half, and we just seemed to never regroup after. I thought we had a shot. We went up 21-14, three straight turnovers, and we just couldn't seem to move the chains right there. And from there, it was Ballard's game.
Yeah, and we gave momentum, and they played that way. And I'm gonna tell you, we actually had them in the ropes late in the first half, and we have an opportunity to throw a touchdown pass there and overthrow them. And we have to make sure that we understand that's what you have to do to put teams away. You have to execute and you have to do it right. And I'm gonna tell you that this group coming up next week, with Caverna, they're a good football team. So we're gonna have to go back and we're gonna have to regroup, go back to the basics and make sure we can take care of the things we're supposed to take care of.
Let's look at some of your individual play from this game. Seth Birdwell had probably his best defensive game this season.
Yeah, and he had 8 tackles, 8 solos, 6 assists. So, he had 14 tackles, had 1 touchdown saving tackle, had a tackle for a loss. And I thought Seth played well. And I thought others played well as well. It wasn't a matter of us, and that's what we look at as coaches, whether you give up, whether you quit, what the situation is, and a lot of it was just a technique breakdown in crucial situations.
Ethan Hunt had an interception and a fumble recovery to go along with that, so Ethan had a pretty good game defensively and offensively.
Yeah, Ethan's steady. He's that way been that way all year, and he does a great job offense and defense, and he plays with a lot of passion, and we're wanting that to rub off on some of them, but I like the way Ethan plays, and the good thing is we have him back for next year as well.
Nick Stiller was offensive player of the game. Nick threw for 150 yards, not one of his better efforts really of the season, but nonetheless he had had 150 passing and rushed for 44.
Yeah, and Nick, you know, the thing is, you know, he had almost 200 yards rushing and throwing, and he kept us in the ball game. Yes, I do think that he needs to improve on throwing the ball at times, and you know, just understanding you don't float them certain times, and then you do put some air up under them at other times. But you know, Nick is the type of individual, it bothers him when he doesn't play his best, but you know, you still have to give credit where credit's due, and he still kept us in the ball game, running and throwing. So you know, he was offensive player of the game, and we have all the confidence in the world in Nick, and I think that he has to develop, if he can develop now, because it is regular season's over within the playoffs, that he has to develop more confidence in what he has and ability to be able to do.
This game, if you could take something away from it, I thought that was positive, was the play of Gavin Dickerson on offense. You know, we've seen him on defense, and he's come on and filled in some holes at times this season, played very well. But offensively, there was a time he kind of took the team, I felt like, on his shoulders, and as well as Ballard's team on his shoulders, and carried them down the field.
Yeah, and you know, Gavin is such a solid player, and we know what he's capable of doing. And, you know, I felt like that he had a great game as well. And, you know, there's one outstanding run that he was just dragging people everywhere, and he just wouldn't be denied to go down. And you know, we know that he's capable of that. The problem is that we can't hand it to him every time like that, because as we did, you know, Gavin's not used to playing both ways as he was playing, and he ended up getting cramps there towards the end. But you know, we didn't have Dylan Hollis, and Mason Myers went down, so you know, we were without running backs, and Gavin came in and did a great job. But you know, that's where we say that we have to have others to step in. You have to have Charlie Johnson be able to step in and fill that role. You have to have Jacob Russellburg to do that, and you have to have Ethan Dawson to be able to do that, and Brandon Lamy to be able to do that. So we've got kids that are capable, and Nesbitt to do that. So you know, we have to be able to rely on those individuals, and they have to understand that there's a role, and when somebody goes down, they have to play that role.
Up front, on the line, Travis Fitzgerald was, again, the player of the week, and he had some pretty good play up front. Ballard was a pretty good team.
Ballard's a good team up front, and you know, and when we have success, we dominate up front both ways, and the games that we haven't had success, we were dominated up front, and that's the way it usually is, and you know, we're capable of doing that. We've got the size to do it, and I think that at some point, you know, there's technique issues that we have to work on and make sure that we get them right. And it's sad that we're saying right now here, the end of the season, going to playoff, we got technique issues, but we do, and we're going to spend some time and work on it to improve.
Well, this certainly isn't your father's Ballard Memorial football team. They're a very solid team, and as we saw in the second half, they took it to us. There's no way around that. But we were going to regroup and get ready for Caverna, and Caverna looked a little bit of their film on the huddle over the weekend. They're not bad.
You know, they're a lot like the Fulton teams, yeah, as far as the athletes and what they do, and they're probably going to be the biggest team that we've faced, and they have. They have six kids from 250 to 350. They have two kids up front that's about 5'9", 340, and 350 that move absolutely well when they want to, and they penetrate and charge. And so the good thing for us is that they don't have that many kids. Yeah. And they're going to have to play both ways, and we're going to have to make sure that we take advantage of their size and make them run. And if we don't do that, then we're in trouble, because they're pretty solid, and they have a couple kids that they like to run the football with, they'd like to throw to and get the ball to, and number two and number four, they like those kids, and they're good athletes. And you know, in history shows it that we have trouble with athletes, and if we don't take care of our responsibility and do what we're supposed to do, then we're going to struggle. Because they're a team that is desperate. They run reverse passes. They run fake reverses. They run reverses, and they run misdirection stuff. So they onside kick. They, you know, they do everything that they can do to try to get the ball in the hands of their athletes. And we're gonna have to understand that. And if we don't, And if we come up when it's a reverse and pass and our secondary comes up and they're deep behind us, then they're going to catch the ball and they're going to go to the house. And that's what I'm talking about as far as being disciplined and taking care of our responsibility.
Okay, we'll talk some more about Caverna later in the week after you've had some time to prepare and see what we're going to do. And we're getting down to the time that you win or go home. So good luck this week. I know you guys will be ready to regroup and practice hard and get ready to win this home playoff game.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.